Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, parochial vicar, and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 18th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle C.
While I was gone, I spent a good portion of my time away in the Midwest. And while I was there, I met this lawyer. It was kind of an odd thing. I was with my godson and his family, and we went to the local lake, and we started feeding the geese, because that's just kind of what you do. And up this guy comes with a two-year-old in his arms, and he's dressed in a ratty pair of slacks, a T-shirt, a pair of Birkenstocks with a pair of socks on. He looked exactly like he would if he were in the Eastern Bay. He would fit perfectly in Oakland. He would. That's how they dress. I've lived there. So, true story. He was a friend of the family, of my godson's family, and they chatted about the kids, schooling, the things that are going on in town, that sort of thing. And he also talked about his work. He was a lawyer, and he worked at a nonprofit agency. He worked for nonprofits. And while I spoke, I couldn't notice his hands. He had his two-year-old in his arms. And in one hand, of course, he had his wedding ring. And on his other hand, he had a ring from his law school. Now, I'm not going to tell you which law school he went to, but let's just say it wasn't some school where you can graduate online. It was a really prestigious school. And here he was, here we were, here this guy was, this young guy, not around my age, working full-time as a lawyer for some nonprofit in the middle of the Midwest. And he told me that that he could have had been part of a really prestigious law firm in the East Coast, making six figures in a matter of 6 months. He could have had the huge house, the three cars, acres behind his home so his children can play. But no. When they were married, he and his wife made a very deliberate decision. He would go into nonprofit work. With his wife's blessing, he said no to this firm in the East Coast so that he could stay in the Midwest closer to his family. They would move in to a smaller house. They would have one car, eat all their meals at home. They even went so far as to say that they'll get a Netflix account instead of going out to the movies. They would buy their clothes at the thrift shops and at outlet malls. He would use this amazing education in order to help the poor. Amazing stuff. Now, there are innumerable advantages about having a large pocketbook. Nothing wrong with having a lucrative salary. The opportunity to attain a great education, having a nice home to live in, good food, an opportunity to have friends over and share in hospitality. You can tie to a number of charities, provide scholarships, give to the poor on a developmental level. Being successful gives us the opportunity to give back. There's nothing wrong with having a large pocketbook. Yet, in today's readings, the Lord asks us an important question. The Lord challenges us in a very specific way. Jesus asks us something that may not be the easiest question. Are the things that we own leading us to God? Are our material possessions, our custom-made houses, our tablets, our hybrid cars, are they making us rich in the matters of God? Are our possessions leading us to God? Are they uniting us with God and with the rest of the body of Christ? The rich man's folly in today's gospel, it wasn't that he built these barns. That particular year, he was a very successful businessman. There was nothing wrong with tearing down his old barns and building up bigger ones. The rich man's foolishness, in a way, had nothing to do what he did with his property or with his crops. His folly was that he did not thank God for the plentiful harvest in the first place. He did not recognize that God is the giver of all good gifts. The rich man in today's gospel did not recognize that the crops didn't have to grow. that the weather didn't have to be favorable, that he didn't have to be at the right place at the right time. The rich man's folly was that he forewent that God put all these blessings at this man's feet, that the rich man did not put God at the center of all of his possessions. He dismissed the very important fact that God was the greatest of all gifts that he had ever received and will receive until he sees him in heaven. The rich man's folly was not that he was a rich man. His folly is that he took God for granted. Have we ever taken God for granted? For most of us, the answer is yes. As it says in our gospel, are we rich in the matters of God? Do we possess things in our hearts or in our rooms, the things that we use, the things in our backpacks that takes us away from our road to holiness? What do we possess that keeps us from seeking from what is above, as it says in Paul's letter? As it says in the second reading from Kohelet, from Ecclesiastes, what do we do that causes the teacher to cry, vanity of vanities, all things are vanity? What do we have? Injuries from our past, vices that we don't want to let go, habits we dare not scoff away. What do we have that keeps us from sharpening our knowledge of God? This guy from the Midwest, he and his family could have had it all, could have lived the American dream. But he told me that he could have had property in the East Coast as well as home, had the nice car, the wonderful dinners, the entire package. We know the story. But what he said struck me. He said that all of that he knew didn't lead him to be a saint. And he wanted to be a saint. And he wanted his family to be saints. So may we possess the riches of God. May we be ever thankful for all of God's benefits. May we be ever focused on leading that life of virtue. May we dare to become saints.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Producer Father Isaiah Mary Milano, OP, Associate Director Nancy Pham, with music by Albert Tommaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.